Please listen with headphones for your best listening experience.
The Forgiving Bible Scandals Retold. Bible Scandals Retold. The Forgiving.
Welcome to The Forgiven, a complete forgiveness experience centered around Bible scandals being retold and supported by scripture readings, forgiveness stories, gospel music, and so much more. Listen in. Bible narrations.
David and Bathsheba, 2 Samuel chapter 11, Good News Translation. The following spring, at the time of year when kings usually go to war, David sent out Joab with his officers and the Israelite army. They defeated the Ammonites and besieged the city of Rabbah. But David himself stayed in Jerusalem.
Sermonettes.
Most of us, if God will have shown you a dream about where you were going to be, and the path to that dream was that you must become a slave, you would begin to curse God, as Job's wife said, and die. Because how could you tell me I'm going to be a king, but you have to take me through the road of being a slave, and you have to take me through the road of being a prisoner, and you have to take me through the road of being dispossessed by my family, and you have to take me through places I don't want to go?
Forgiveness stories.
My life has been a crazy one, and this is the short story. I was raised by a single mother. She had left my dad due to his toxic traits when I was 2. She did her very best of raising me, considering I was an out-of-control kid with ADHD, behavioral issues, and a really bad temper. There was many ups and downs in my childhood, but it seemed like there were more downs than ups. Much of those downs were caused by me, but there is a few instances that it wasn't.
Affirmations. I am intentional about achieving God's best for me. Music from independent gospel artists.
This is Lorenzo Johnson and Fraser, and we have a message for the world today. You see, we found the cure for whatever you're going through, and that cure is Jesus. Go ahead, put your trust in him. Come on, sing, praise him.
Of all disease, he is the peace to your pain. He is the treatment to all our trials, our antidote. He is the cure, our antidote. He is the cure.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for. Sit back for this mini montage of season 1 of The Forgiven, Bible Scandals Retold.
I need you guys to listen. Karma is real, and I'm not bringing death on my head.
Reuben, I'm not backing down. I can't have him exposing that and pushing dad even farther away. I've worked hard to prove I'm a good son. I'm up at the crack of dawn, working that farm while he sits in the house, hugging his mommy, eating cereal and pineapples. He's never even attempted to learn what it takes to run this place, but he just knows that he will be king of it. Nah, he got to go.
I hear you, Asher, but don't you think killing him is a little harsh?
Man, I saw Sean from the countryside kill for less.
So, tell me, Sheba, are you in love with your husband?
Yes. Yes, of course I am.
Why do you love him?
He is an excellent provider. I can always rely on him. I always feel safe when he's around.
So he's the safe, dependable choice.
You make it sound so small.
Any guy can provide for you, especially in Blesrio. And what are you relying on him for, hmm? Don't you feel safe with me right now? You don't have to answer that.
From the outside looking in, Samson's life appeared to be devoted to God. He didn't consume any foods that would alter his state of mind, including grapes. And who doesn't love grapes? But as devoted as he was unable to get the very thing he wanted, a wife. He felt a bride was his missing link. He felt his devotion and sacrifice would at least earn him that, because didn't he deserve a wife, one of God's greatest gifts? If he could find the right woman, she would always be protected. He would be so enamored that he would kiss each of her pores. But he was also something of an outcast. Everyone wanted him for what he offered, but secretly wanted to denounce him for how he went about things.
We are so excited to bring you different style episodes every single day of the week, starting with Sunday with forgiveness verses and music from independent artists. On Monday, the audio drama. On Tuesday, Bible narration of the scriptures that inspired the audio drama episodes. On Wednesday, sermonettes. On Thursday, a recap from me, Angel, and my husband, Gaza, the creators of The Forgiven. On Friday, forgiveness stories, shared testimonies of what forgiveness can do to heal. And on Saturdays, affirmations. Don't forget to like, subscribe because it's free and you want to be alerted every time there's a new episode. Follow and leave us a review. And we are so, so happy that you are taking the time to listen to a showcase that we all can be forgiven.
The Forgiven. Bible Scandals. Retold.